It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And it's Friday. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I'm your host, along with Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Andy Pate, of course, with me today as well. Alan Sturm joining us here at the first part of the show as well. He is one of our new sponsors from A Good Shop. So, Alan, welcome.
Thanks, John.
Joy to have you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you for being here. All right, today's impossible question. You guys ready for this?
Sure.
Who got the answer right yesterday? So the question yesterday was, drinking this before a workout will improve your workout by 30%. Dan said Jack Daniels yesterday.
I just said caffeine.
Well, Andy was right. Answer is coffee.
Well, close, yeah.
So there you go.
Pretty much.
Coffee. Drinking this before a workout will improve your workout by 30%. You have to work out to begin with to even drink the coffee, but anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right up your alley.
It kind of is.
You're the workout king, not me.
I like to.
Okay. Today's impossible question. You guys ready? Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page, or we'll give you the answer at 5 o'clock as well. 45% of couples disagree on how to do this at home. So 45% of couples disagree on how to do this at home.
Man, there'd be a lot of things there. You know one, but this would be married couples.
Half.
This would be married couples, but discipline the kids.
Oh. Okay, they disagree on how to do this at home. Discipline the kids. Okay, good answer, Charlie. Ooh, well, it's always over the top, Charlie. How to hang the toilet paper, he said. Over the top. There's only one way to hang toilet paper.
Well, the supreme members of the race do it that way,
over
yes.
Over the top.
Yes.
Why would you do it under?
I don't know. It's harder to reach.
Right. It doesn't even look right.
Well, it's harder to reach. You got to reach under to get to it.
I'm one of those guys that'll even turn it around if I see it wrong. I'm that guy.
Do you ever just spin it
to where it goes shooting out across the room? No.
And you haven't, John, you haven't lived.
Way too particular for that. You guys should know that.
Okay.
Come on. You know that. Alan, over the top, underneath.
It's definitely over the top.
Yeah. Yes, sure. Over the top. All right. So 45% of couples disagree on how to do this. Discipline the kids. Charlie said what? Toilet paper? Alan?
I'm going to have to say dishes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I looked ahead, and guess what? Alan's pretty close.
Is he?
Yeah. He's pretty close. I won't give the answer because you got to answer this on the page, but Alan's pretty close. He's the closest of the three so far. I won't say because I already know the answer. I cheated. But it's a good answer, by the way.
You read ahead again?
Yes, I read ahead.
You've been doing that lately.
Well, you know, got to give you guys some hints. Alan's very close. I'll just say that. So those of you listening out there, when you go to answer this, just remember Alan from A Good Shop is the closest answer yet. Okay?
All right.
Okay, there we go. All right, so we'll come right back. I'm going to get into Alan here in a moment and find out what they do at A Good Shop. He's a great new sponsor. I mentioned that earlier in the week. He's with us today, so we'll get some questions answered for him, which, by the way, hopefully you won't need Alan after this weekend. But we got some weather coming in the first of the week, and that tends to put some people over to Alan's place.
Oh, I would think so.
That's just how it works, right?
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
The little butter gets on the ground there, and it tends to make things a little slippery. I call that white gold, but I don't know what Alan calls it.
If I may, before we go to break, Alan, do you flat out have to staff up when you see the weather coming like that?
Well, I don't know about staff up, but we do get prepared.
Hands on deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk some about that. So, hey, don't go anywhere. We'll come right back. And again, don't forget, folks. In fact, if you have a question for Alan, I'll throw this out right now. He's from a good shop, Collision Center, that just joined us this week. If there's a question for Alan, please let us know. 303-477-5600. Otherwise, when we come back, we'll learn more about what they do at a good shop, all the locations, and how things work. In the meantime, Extreme Auto Repair. And don't forget, folks, right now they've got a great deal on Cooper tires, which we just talked about, slip sliding and all that goes on when it comes to snow. Don't forget, tires will help you in that department immensely. And right now, there's a $75 rebate on Cooper tires at Extreme Auto Repair. So go to Extreme Auto Repair, find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Centel Center, Dr. Julie Marchio is next. And I say it a lot, and I do mean it. If you just don't feel well, something doesn't feel right, you're not getting the sleep that you need, maybe you've gained some weight and you don't know how to take that off, Dr. Julie can help you with all of that, plus much more. And she's got a lot of tests right now she will do complimentary. Just call her and find out what they are. 303-343-8800 or find her at ascenthealthcenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right, Novus Auto Glass folks, and I talked to them this morning, as I do every Friday, and they would love to help you out with all of your safety, vision, auto glass needs. They can do windshield replacement. They can repair the auto glass. And be aware, they were the innovators of windshield repair back in 1972. That's what Novus means. It's Latin for innovate. Find a location near you by going to RushToReason.com/Novus, and that's N-O-V-U-S, RushToReason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at RushToReason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
Whether you're preparing for your next big game hunt or your next waterfowl adventure, or hey, maybe it's time to go cast a line. Whether you're an experienced angler, hunter, or novice, Sportsman of Colorado Radio has all the information you need to make the most of your time in the great outdoors. This is Scott Watley. On Sportsman of Colorado Radio, we offer a variety of hunting and fishing experts, outfitters, guns, ammo, and archery specialists to keep hunters, anglers, and outdoorsmen informed of techniques, products, gear, conservation news, and the upcoming seasons. Tune in to Sportsman of Colorado Radio Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m. and Sundays at 5 a.m. on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening. Again, myself, Andy, and Alan Sturm from A Good Shop, which is up in the northern part of town. Two locations in North Glen and one in Commerce City, correct?
Correct.
So what got you started in the collision world, Alan?
Well,
I didn't say that right. In the collision repair world. You don't cause the collisions, you fix them.
I try to, yeah.
There you go. That's the right way to say it. So what got you started in all that?
I had an interest in it when I was 14, 15 years old, and I got interested in the shine, and then escalated from there, and became a technician for the first 20 years of my career.
Gotcha. So you've been around as long as I have, forever, basically.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. Seen all the changes happen all through the years and so on. All right. One of the things also that folks, maybe you don't understand or you're listening, and, you know, some of this, when I talk car stuff, it kind of gets over some folks' heads, although on drive radio, we try to explain a lot of the stuff on the weekends as well. But when it comes to the collision side of it, one of the things I wanted Alan to really focus on is a couple of things. Number one, and there's a huge misconception out there when it comes to this, and something that I will continue to educate until I go probably to the grave, and that is that when you... and we hope you never have one, but when you have an accident or something happens, you go through this process, there's either one or two insurance companies that get involved, sometimes yours, sometimes the other, sometimes both, but they're all trying to steer you to some shop that they prefer. In fact, they even call it their direct providers or their, you know, preferred providers, but the reality, Alan, is a customer, you don't have to go there.
Well, you know, we have a couple of DRP accounts, mm-hmm. what they're called, and...
Wait, there's nothing wrong with that, but
yeah, they're great.
As a customer, you can go wherever you want to.
Sure, but they're telling you to go there.
Correct.
And we kind of look at our business as professional, and we want people to come to us because they're...
because it's you.
Yeah, and customer satisfaction is obviously any business.
That's right. Yeah, and again, folks, there's nothing in some cases the insurance company may send you to a place that, you know, they trust and so on. On the same token, I also know that things can go on behind the scenes where certain companies and even adjusters and or agents will send you certain places, and that's not always in your best interest. My point is this. You always, it's state law, by the way, in Colorado, you are in charge of who fixes your car at all times.
Correct.
You can make that decision on your own. The problem is what happens, and it's... sort of like anything else. You have an accident and things get real emotional. And rightfully so. You just had an accident. Things are going on. Whether it's your fault or not, there's just all these emotions happening. Your car doesn't look like it did before. It's smashed or something's happened or whatever the case may be. And the first thing you do is try to figure out, gosh, what do I do next? Well, and I'm going to give everybody a little tip here. If it's your fault, and you did the running into, and the car's still drivable, you know, what I would suggest you do is go see Alan even prior to calling your insurance company. Now, a lot of times you got to call them and tell them there's been an accident. I get that. But before starting the claim, I'd go see Alan first and find out what your total's going to be. Weigh that out against your deductible. You may find that you can pay out of pocket and be ahead when it's all said and done. Because here's what's going to happen if you turn that in. Alan, you know this. Andy, you know this. Guess what happens when you turn a claim in? Your rates are going to go up.
Yep.
And in some cases, you might not even have the same insurance company when it's all said and done, depending upon the claim, because they could cancel you.
Yeah.
And it happens, right?
Oh, yeah. One of the things that you can do with us, too, is you could just blast us a couple
pictures,
photos
right?
real quick, and we can let you know if you need to come in or
right.
we can get you a generated estimate over the phone. Over
Alan, here. Exactly how do they blast those to you?
Oh, great question, Andy.
Well, either text or email. Okay. You know, if they call the offices, somebody will direct them on what we need.
Can they go to the website and do that as well, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Hey, which is?
agoodshop.us.
Perfect. Okay, so you can go there, do exactly what Andy just said. And I like that because in some cases, they may not know if it's a $1,000 repair or a $10,000 repair. Now, granted, if it's $10,000, you're probably not driving the car, but you get where I'm coming from. You don't know if it's $1,000 or $5,000. Because there are some repairs out there that may be $5,000 and the car's still drivable. You've seen that. Depends on the damage and where it's been hit at.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of times people just need to know if they need to file a claim.
Exactly. And where I'm getting with this is, let's say you're somebody that's got a, $2,500 deductible. Some have that high, some have $500. I get it. But let's say it's $2,500. Let's say your claim is $3,500. So you're really talking a $1,000 difference between those two. Is it really worth turning in the claim to get the $1,000, knowing that you now have that mark against you? You could have higher rates. When it's all said and done, you might be better off just fixing it yourself and not worrying about that $1,000. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. In a lot of cases, even with some bumper jobs out there, you may just scratch your bumper, but if you break a headlight, I've seen them as much as $2,500, $3,000.
There you go.
So a lot of times if there's hidden damage too, you want to get a professional opinion for sure.
And folks, it's really true if you're on the receiving end of the accident. So let's go that direction. Let's say you're the person that's been run into and you've now got the other party's insurance company involved and they're steering you and telling you where you need to go to get the estimate and all the stuff done and so on. And here's the other thing, folks, that most of you may not know. Just because the other party's insurance company says it's going to cost X and you need to go here to get it fixed, I go back to my original discussion a moment ago. You don't have to. Head on over, see Alan and the guys at a good shop, let them go through that process. They can be the go-between between the insurance at that point. Here's the reality. When you've been run into, you have the choice of where to go and get fixed, and essentially, they got to pay up.
Yeah. And John, really quick here. One big reason you're going to want to go to a good shop is because of trust.
Correct.
If I go somewhere and get my hair cut and they do a bad job, it's gone in a week or two. If I get bad auto body work done, I'm stuck.
Yeah, it's
I'm
there forever. Well,
that's why you want to go somewhere where you can trust them.
And there's so many facets of this that we could get into. And I'm not telling anybody to do anything that would be, illegal or anything along those lines. But let me just tell you something else about getting that car fixed under insurance versus fixing it yourself. Let's say it's a type of damage where, maybe it's not that major, but it's still an expensive repair. A bumper, for example, or that headlight you just mentioned, Alan. Here's the other thing that happens. If you turn that in on insurance, Alan, what's the first place that happens on a used car when that thing's been turned into insurance? Where does it go?
Carfax.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So now it shows up as a claim and as damage when maybe it wasn't that severe. Maybe it was just a grill and a headlamp and something along those lines that once it's fixed, nobody would know the difference. It looks perfect. Everything is great. Do you really want that showing up on Carfax is my point as the owner of the car?
Good point.
And if not, and you want to maybe sell that car in a few years, again, if we're talking that $1,000, $1,500 difference, what I just mentioned could save you that much on the resale of the car. In that case, you don't turn in insurance.
Yeah, and you have to fix cars right nowadays. There's so many sensors and safety issues that come into play with it that it has to be done right.
Otherwise, you have problems. Go ahead, Andy.
Alan, we always think about coming to you guys when a major thing happens, right? We've been nailed in a car wreck or we've hit a tree or something like that. Obviously, we worry first about our health, but then the car. What about the little stuff? What about the dings, the bumps, the scratches? Do you handle that kind of stuff?
And, great question.
Is it worthwhile coming in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you got a scratch, you need to know if it gets painted or we could possibly run it inside and buff it out. Things like that or polishing headlights real quick will do for you, no problem.
The other thing about that too, folks, and again, just I take some of this for granted because I guess just who I am, but I tend to forget that I need to pass some of this information along. The better care you give your vehicle, not just on the mechanical maintenance, but now on the fit and finish basis, so interior, exterior, the better all of that looks and the better it's cared for, waxed, taken care of, polished, it looks pristine, all you're doing is keeping the value or in some cases increasing the value of that car when it comes time to get rid of it. Correct, Al?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't take very good care of my car because I work on them all the time, but right. it, it's true. If you take good care of your car, the resale is going to be great, or the trade-in.
Yeah, because the fact of the matter is, folks, finding good, clean, used cars, and there's articles out there right now talking about that during this time of where we're at as a country, used car prices have skyrocketed because there's just not that many good used cars around. Well, do you want to be at the top end of that and having a really good, solid, clean, used car that literally, like having a nice, good, clean, solid house that literally sells in a couple of days? If you keep your car that way, which, by the way, the guys at a good shop can help you with, or the folks at a good shop can help you with, those are the things that they're that's what their specialty is. That's what you guys do.
Sure. Yeah, one of the things about keeping your car good and clean like that is when you go to trade it in, you're not going to get dinged right away for,
correct,
you know, for and there, every car has a value.
Yes, it does. Anything you guys don't do when it comes to the collision exterior end of things?
No, not really. We do every bit of frame, suspension, airbags. We do it all.
Paint, so, finish, fit,
yeah,
wax, polish, all that.
Mechanical shop as well, too, that we do alignments and suspension.
So you got the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So it's a one-stop shop.
Keep it all in-house.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're speaking with Alan Sturm with A Good Shop. Alan, I want to ask you this. Just got in an accident, right? Let's say I just got in an accident. Do you guys have any towing companies that you work with?
We do.
So if we call, so this person who's desperate at this terrible time in their life, they give you a call, you can kind of hook them up for the whole process and get the car there, right?
Yeah, definitely. Just call us. We'll handle it from there, really. If there's a, you know, paperwork or something that needs signed, or we can actually work with you outside the shop as well. You know, every day, everybody's so busy that you have to be ready to take on just about anything.
Now. Okay, one, along Andy's lines, because I know this has happened to me before in the past, is let's say, for example, that somebody has an accident, it's Friday night, okay? And all of the sudden, they need that car towed. They're going to get it towed. Let's say it's impeding traffic and State Patrol shows up and it has to get towed. Even though they can't call you because it's after hours, can I, if I'm involved in that accident, can I have that car dropped off at your place even though you're not around?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
We
How
have
does that
key
work?
Drops at all the locations.
Okay.
There's envelopes.
Tow truck drivers know all that, I'm assuming, and
oh,
so
yeah.
on.
Yep.
So, in other words, you don't have to ride to your location in the front of the tow truck to get that handled. Most of the tow drivers, if not all of them, are going to know how to handle that, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's, folks, that's another tip that a lot of folks don't realize is, because here's what happens otherwise. You get in a wreck, you're impeding traffic, State Patrol shows up, and one of the first things they'll say is, where do you want it to go? And you're thinking to yourself, oh, foggiest idea where this thing's supposed to go.
Yeah.
If you don't know where it's supposed to go, guess where it's going to go for a couple of days?
Impound.
And guess what that costs, Alan?
It's quite a bit.
It's not cheap, is it?
No.
Whereas if you could send that directly to Alan to begin with, not only you're going to save money, but your chance of having other things happen to your vehicle that you're not around is diminished by having it towed to you first, correct?
Oh, yeah, correct.
So don't have it go to the impound yard, folks. That's my point. In fact, that's probably, Alan, something later when we start talking about commercials and things like that, we should even probably write a commercial along those lines to let people know that. Because a lot of folks, when they're in that world, an accident's just happened, the officer's standing there, where do you want it to go? Because I've been there. I know how this works. That's one of the questions they'll ask you. If you don't have a place for it to go, it's going to impound.
Well, if I may, John, we all have in our car that place where we keep our title, registration,
yes,
and so forth.
Yes, put this in there, too.
The other thing you need to have there, right there, is where's Good Shop? How can I get the stuff right to them? Because you don't want to be thinking about this when the bad
That's
things
right.
happen.
That's right. You do not. And I have some ideas I'm going to share with Alan that will help you guys down the road with some of this as well. Alan, though, it's a joy having you. Appreciate you being a part of the team now.
Yeah, thanks for having
really
me.
Really do. We'll get some folks over your way. And again, folks, you don't have to be involved in a collision or an accident to go see Alan. If you just need some hail dents taken out, some dings, some things like that, maybe you want to get things freshened up to sell.
Right.
You guys can take care of that.
Yeah, just so you know, too, that a lot of the shops nowadays, the bigger shops, corporate shops, they have a year cutoff. So we'll try and do our best to help everybody.
Perfect. All right. Again, their number is 720-541-7697, or find them at klzradio.com. Alan, have a great weekend. I appreciate your time so much, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. All right, we'll be right back, guys. Franktown Firearms is next. Another great sponsor of ours, by the way. And right now, they do have inventory on ammo, and they've got guns. 2-day waiting time right now on the background check. But go find them online at klzradio.com or call them at 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Purify Chevrolet is next, folks. And if you want to buy a newer used car, we just talked about used car values with Al from A Good Shop. And I tell you what, Purify Chevrolet would back up everything I just said. The cleaner your used car is going to trade it in, the more money you're going to get out of it.
Absolutely. And by the way, since I bought a used car up there. Yep,
you know it. You know the routine.
I have rarely seen a row of used cars look this good at a lot.
They only keep the good ones, by the way. That's what they do. So if you want to buy a newer used car, they're the place to go. There's a great deal right now on a 2013 GMC 100,000-mile vehicle for under 40 grand. Ask the guys about it when you go up there. And anything else you need, by the way, new Chevrolet products, they've got those as well. It's purefoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Okay, here we go, guys. Golden Eagle Financial. And Al Smith would love to help you out with all your financial planning. And I know we talk about all sorts of things. And yet one of the things that really is, in essence, one of the most important things you can do is be prepared for retirement. Get there, have enough to stay there, and then know what you're going to do once you get there. That's what Al can help you with. Golden Eagle Financial. Find him at klzradio.com or call him directly at 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The American soldier is one of the most respected individuals throughout the world. November 11th is Veterans Day, a day to stop and remember all those Americans who put it all on the line to protect liberty and fight tyranny and evil. Kim Munson here. Each day this week, we will hear from a veteran. Monday, Vietnam veteran, Green Beret SOG man, and storyteller Keith McKim will tell the story of Medal of Honor recipient Roy P. Benavides. Learn about this remarkable man Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, we want to thank again Alan Sturm with Good Shop joining us today. A great sponsor of Rush to Reason. And folks, I can't say it enough. A lot of you love what we do. You listen. We have conversation even sometimes after the show via text message and so on. Well, it's guys like Alan that make all this happen, so we appreciate that very much.
Great guy, too.
Really, solid guy. Solid business. And, folks, that's how we align ourselves here. We wouldn't have anybody on here that we can't vouch for and tell you to go use. So, all right. Election.
Must we?
Yeah, well, we have to. It's not over yet. I'm not sure when it's going to be at this point.
Okay.
It's going to keep running on and on and on, I think, forever. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know how much longer. I'm not sure.
It's going to depend on courts at this point, I think.
Well, the thing is this, and obviously, gosh, I don't want to be all depressing, but obviously to say it's an uphill climb at this point.
Oh, it's
is,
a definite uphill. It's a huge uphill climb.
I think
because you're going to have to go through the courts and prove some of these fraud claims and things that, you know, a lot of us I know feel are out there. And some of you have even seen some of the videos on it where, you know, we know some of this has happened, but the reality is how much of it, and is it enough to sway particular elections in particular counties or not?
Well, one really good thing is going to come out of this, John, and that is that people are going to see all these evidences of voter fraud that they've always been told are nothing but conspiracy theories.
They don't exist.
Yeah, and
well,
so
they do.
You know, the idea of finding enough to reverse all these state results,
that's the
you
question.
Know, that would be, you know, unheard of, but I mean, you never know. But
although we already saw today, we're in Michigan.
Yeah.
They came out and said, wait a minute, we had a problem with some of our software. It was taking Trump votes and turning them into Biden votes because there was a software glitch. Well, Andy.
That's pretty major.
That's pretty major. And when you start looking at things, and by the way,
and by the way, John, how come it never happens the other way around? How come you never have these glitches turn a Biden vote into a Trump
vote? And I want to make sure I'm clear on that. I'm not saying that that in and of itself is voter fraud. That's a glitch inside their system. They need to get fixed and handled. But here's the question I would be raising if I'm the Trump campaign. If it happened there, who else's software like that is being used in other states? And we need to start doing a review of all of those at that point.
Exactly. That was my first question is that software company, where else do they sell?
That's right.
And by the way, glitches generally do not go one direction.
Very well said. That's a programming issue more than a glitch.
Yeah.
That's what I would call it.
Yeah.
And there, by the way, we're not talking, for those of you listening that might be on the left that are saying, oh, you're just poo-pooing us. From what I understand, there's enough numbers there to where it's not a small glitch. There's a substantial amount of votes there that could go one direction, you know, could take it the other direction is my point.
Sure.
In Trump's favor is my point.
Yeah, and you never know. Here's the thing. We've got to look at all this stuff anyway, just going forward, because we need to send a message to the Democrats. This is the party of lawlessness.
Right.
And we have to send a message, hey, no, you're going to be watched in the future when you try these things.
Well, I think the other thing that, and we'll get to Paul, but I think the other thing that this shows for, it showed me for a while now, Andy, but if it shows, if there's anything that this does show, is that we need a complete revamp of our systems coast to coast. And as far as I'm concerned, and I know we have states' rights and so on, but we should have one system coast to coast. This patchwork of systems we have is just ridiculous.
Absolutely. John, you can't have a different system in California when their votes affect who governs me here in Colorado.
Well said. Paul in Brighton, you're next.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, Paul.
Good. Hey, I just want to let you know, I just found 500,000 votes for Donald Trump in every state in this country.
Really? How'd you do that?
Yeah. They just magically appeared today.
It just showed up.
Good job.
Just showed up.
Perfect. Were they in red flyer wagons or coolers?
No, they were stuck in the computer, believe it or not.
Ah, there we go. Gotcha.
That's not as fun. I like the old style in trunks.
Well, and I said red flyers and, you know, the wagons and coolers because that's what was happening in the middle of the night at some of the polling places. We have video of that.
Awesome.
So, again, you know, guys, come on. I mean, Again, is there enough of this? I go back to what Andy and I said a moment ago. Is there enough of this to turn the election back in Donald Trump's favor? Folks, I don't know. I don't have any insight. I have no special privilege along those lines. But here's what I will say, and Paul, I think you would agree. Election integrity in this country should be of the utmost highest degree, and we should not be acting like a third world country, which we are right now.
Absolutely, it should be. You know, I go back and forth on the mail-in ballots because I live in Colorado and I get a mail-in ballot, but I always take it in.
I do too.
But there's no check. You're not.
I said I do too. I'm like you. I don't trust the mail.
Well, I don't trust the mail, but even if you turn it in, who's to say that's really you?
Well, that's a great point, Paul, and that's why I'm still not, even in Colorado, I know we're under the system and have been since 2013. I think we should have, in my opinion, I said this yesterday, I'm going to continue to say this, we should have a unified system coast to coast. We should make voting day a national holiday, give everybody the day off so there's no excuse to actually go to a polling place. But in turn, to get that, I want voter ID, where you show an ID before when you actually show up to vote.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I want.
Well, and you know what? In this day and age, you know, we've got all these people doing Zoom meetings and everything with the coronavirus stuff going on. Why can't we have a computer system that does that? And you could match your, you could get a video of your face and it should match your state registered ID.
There's all sorts of ways, Paul, to do this. In the day and age we live in, the antiquated way that we're voting, again, it's almost like a third world country. If we're going to keep doing it the way we're doing it now, I want in-person voting where you get the ink print on your thumb to prove you voted that day.
Yeah.
Like they do in Iraq. I mean, good grief. This is ridiculous that we're at this point in this country.
There's just so many different ways that you could get it done and have that verification that it is actually you. And we don't do that. I'm not quite sure I understand why.
Well,
and
I can tell you why.
Because the other side doesn't want it.
Yeah, the other side doesn't want what we're talking about. They don't even want voter ID, Paul.
Yeah, I guess so.
So there's your answer. Good call, by the way, Paul. Appreciate it very much. Rochelle in Broomfield, you're next. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for being out there and talking it up. I'm calling you. I want to know, special elections, redoing the vote. Is it true? Is it within our Constitution to say, let's do this again and pick the day and pick where you can get your ballot? You can do it all again. And I'm a Trump supporter, so I would be supporting him. I would vote that way again. And you, or not you, but somebody else might be a Biden supporter, and they're going to vote that way. We do it again. We don't send out all the ballots. I want to know, is that a possibility for it to really go to a do-over?
I have no idea. And I think, honestly, what that would come down to is, and I'm not a constitutional attorney by any means, but I'm guessing, Rochelle, to answer that, it would come down to each state whether or not they feel like there was enough, hanky-panky or monkey motion in a particular state to justify that. And I'm guessing that would come back down to some sort of Supreme Court ruling on that. I don't know.
And that's why it's also a real problem, Rochelle, that we have this patchwork across the country of a million different rules and ways of doing it. My gosh, in Georgia, even if you get most of the votes, if you don't get 50%, they have to do another election. It's crazy.
Yeah, we should have a unified system.
A unified system, and so much needs to be here, but it really does come down to people think we're fighting against a Biden situation. No, we're fighting against a fair election.
Thank you, Rochelle. Yes.
That is it. And
well
I
said.
Love this country, and I want this country to be in its roots of a fair and open election.
Well said.
And that is not what is being done.
Nope, you're
so
spot
that's
on.
A bummer.
Spot on. Thank you, Rochelle. Appreciate it very much.
You bet. Have a good
weekend. You too. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it. Very well said. Sheldon, you're next.
Who are you waiting for?
We're waiting for Sheldon. We're waiting for you.
We're waiting for you, Sheldon.
That would be me. Call screen said there was one person ahead of me, so I thought there was one more. Hey, great job, guys. I just, I don't always agree with you guys. I'm not sure what's going to happen if Donald Trump doesn't hold on to the presidency. I don't see it coming back the other way in any meaningful sense, that if you get another Republican in the office in the future, he'll be a milquetoast Republican in name only. I mean, what's your guys' opinion on that?
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sheldon,
please.
I'm going to disagree and make you happy. I do not believe the Republican Party can ever go back to what it was. I think Donald Trump has forever changed the party, and in a very good way. Now, there are some things that other Republicans do where they are better politicians than him. Okay. But for instance, for a Republican to come out now and be weak on border security is not going to fly. No. For a Republican to come out now and say that he doesn't want better trade deals with lower tariffs by other countries with us and negotiating and so forth, for a Republican to come out now and basically give in to NATO or China and so forth, it's not going to happen. No. And gun rights, for a Republican to be weak on gun rights now, it's not going to happen. I believe, Sheldon, that Trump has changed the party going forward. It's going to stay that way. And now it's a matter, can we get some people who are even better communicators?
A better delivery of that.
Yeah, have a better, better at delivering that.
That's right.
As messengers. What do you think, John?
And by the way, I want to just real quick say that when I mean delivery of that, not in the actual actions, because Trump has done fabulous along all those lines. I'm not complaining about that at all, Sheldon, but I mean how we deliver this to the other side and the middle to where we make it more palatable, which, by the way, there's a lot of folks this last time around, because I know this from people that I've talked to, that didn't not vote for Trump because of all the policies and things we as a party stand for. They didn't vote for Trump because they didn't like the guy, which I think is, by the way, very stupid, but it is what it is.
All right, gents. I guess we'll have to be in a wait-and-see mode. I respectfully disagree with some of your comments. To have happen what you're talking about, the Republicans have to get back into office. They've already started etching away at gun rights with this honey badger thing just came out. I just recently heard about that. But I'm hoping you guys are right.
I hope we are as well, Sheldon. I do think that no matter what we do, and Andy said this a moment ago, even in regards to where we're at right now, it's an uphill battle no matter how we look at it. If Trump stays in office, it's an uphill battle. If he doesn't stay in office and retain it, it's an uphill battle. I will definitely agree with you there. I guess real quick, and before we go to break, what else don't you agree with that we've said real quick?
Oh, no, it's not so much that I disagree. It's just for the things that you're talking about having to happen about a Republican presenting himself a certain way, he has to get back into office. The Democrats didn't have the presidency. What I don't agree with is that if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, or Kamala Harris and Joe Biden get into office, I think things are going to be changed forever in this country. I'm just not sure how we don't come out of this dramatically changed for the foreseeable future.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. We'll come back. John and Cheyenne's going to add to that. Sheldon, thank you for your comments. I do appreciate it. I appreciate the phone call. And we'll see. You know, time will tell. John and Cheyenne, hang tight. We'll come right back. Michael Bailey, Law Mobile Estate Planning is next. And Michael wants to help you out with your planning for your future once you're gone. In other words, planning the future of what you leave behind and with your heirs. That's what he does. He is our mobile estate planner, klzradio.com, or call him at 720-394-6887.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
All right, a good shop. And we just talked to Alan Sturm, the owner there. And folks, if you have any kind of an accident that comes up, even this weekend, we got some snow coming in Sunday night into Monday. If you get involved in any kind of an accident, you need something done, or you just want to get your car fixed up and make it look better, that's what a good shop can do for you. Three locations to serve you, two in North Glen, one in Commerce City. Find them today at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You're not asking for much. Just somebody professional who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. At a good shop, Al and his team explain all of the costs so you know what you're paying for. They help you with the insurance claim. They handle all your body work in-house so you get your vehicle back faster. And a real person answers the phone every time. Al and his team don't make unsubstantiated claims about being the best. They just run a good shop. And that's exactly what you're looking for. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie.
Hey, really quick here, before we go to John, one thing that gives me a lot of hope, Donald Trump has built an incredible platform that has unified people I never thought you could unify. You have doves like Rand Paul and hawks like Marco Rubio who fought like cats and dogs with each other and with Donald Trump in the primaries lining up behind him. Lindsey Graham lining up behind him. Mitch McConnell. I'm telling you what, the Republican Party is very unified right now.
Okay. Well said. John and Cheyenne is next. John, welcome, sir.
Hey, I've been trying to avoid this, but you were talking about the election. It's not over yet because I went back and reread the Constitution, Article 2 and the 12th Amendment. They still got to certify. Every state's got to certify those electors.
Yes, they do. That is correct.
And if the court steps in and says, hey, this is an invalid election, you can't certify the electors, and none of them get to 270, then it goes to the new House in January. And it's one state, one vote in the House. So that means that whatever states have the most Republicans or Democrats, in this case, 26 states have Republican majorities in the House and 24 are Democrat.
Right.
So right now, if it went to the House, by one state, one vote, the president would win.
Correct. Yep. So, and whether or not we get there or not, that's where, you know, time will tell. And I don't know all of the behind the scenes workings that are going on right now on the legal teams and so on. And folks, everybody listening, please know this. Nobody out there other than those that are on the inside really know this. I know there's a lot of pundits, John, and folks that are on air and YouTube and so on that, you know, are talking about all sorts of things when it comes to the election and, you know, watermarks and all sorts of different things. And the reality, John, is we won't know some of this stuff for, I believe it's going to be several weeks.
Right. Remember, December 13th, Al Gore finally conceded.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And they were talking about, because the Secretary of State in Florida wasn't going to certify that election, which means it would have went to the House again. So when you look at these things, there's, you know, we got lots of time left. That's why I'm not stressing about it as much. The other thing, though, with the national vote, right now, if you were born in 1920, you're 100 years old. How many people on the planet in the United States are that old? There's some, but not many. Everyone should have an ID card issued by the state. Or you can't fly, you can't drive.
And by the way, John, despite what the left will tell you, they do. This nonsense of the left saying, well, I don't have any ID cards. Well, that's a bunch of BS because you and I both know everybody does.
Well, how do they pay taxes without a Social Security?
They all have one. Trust me. They've got ID cards. This is the left coming back and saying, well, that's just discriminatory to make sure everybody's got an ID card. First of all, that's just the most moronic statement ever.
Yeah, and by the way, have you seen those videos where you line up a lot of black people and they are told, hey, the Democrats don't think you know how to get an ID to vote? And they're just like, what? I got it right here. Here,
right, it's right in my wallet.
Here's my license.
Yeah, what, are you kidding?
Right.
So for people to say not to have an ID card to vote or register to vote even, like in Wyoming, I had to have a proof of address when I moved here.
Correct.
And an ID.
Correct.
Now I have a Wyoming license.
Correct.
I go in, I give them my name, they give me a form, I sign it that says it's me, and then they give me a little card and I go to the machine and vote.
Right.
Okay? and you verify your vote.
Right.
And you say, okay,
not complicated
it's good,
at all. It's a very easy process.
You know, it's almost idiot proof.
Yep.
Now,
agree.
Also in Wyoming, and this is the law, if you don't have 2 consecutive hours off during the voting hours, which are 7 to 7, your employer is required to give you 2 hours to go vote. That's the state law.
Correct.
So, I mean, there's no reason that people say, well, I can't get off work. Well, that's not true because your employers are required by law to give you 2 hours to go vote.
And they don't mind doing it.
Right. Right.
No, I've never – when I first – you know, I used to vote at this little one-room schoolhouse that's still in use, 3 miles from my house. I used to walk in and just go right and vote and stop on my way to work and get it out of the way on my way to work. They closed that one down. Right now, we have early voting in Wyoming, and you walk into the county courthouse and you do the same thing on the machine, or you can wait till election day, and there's about a half a dozen sites that are big with 30, 40 machines.
Right.
There was, I think the longest line was an hour.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yep. John, join us again. For movies even, you're usually good at that. I'm going to let you go real quick. I want to get Bill and Boulder on real fast. Bill and Boulder, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John, you know, it's scary as everything that's going on here with our national election. I've kind of been following what's been going on in the UK the past. And a lot of people over there protesting. They had a million mask march in Trafalgar Square yesterday.
It's great.
Yeah, it was scary. And then just today I learned about in Manchester, there's a university that in an attempt to try to stop the spread, they literally built a fence around the university and caged in all of the students.
Oh, my word.
It's pretty insane. Yeah. And
No, wait a minute. Could we do that with CU? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
They're already trying to, by the way.
Pretty much, yeah.
They're trying to, yeah.
But thankfully, you know, the students, to their credit, you know, they got together and they protested and the school relented and they took the fence down. But I mean, this is pretty scary stuff going on. They have a 5-week lockdown
in the
UK right now. You can't even go visit another family member in their home.
Ridiculous.
That's against the law.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I
not
understand
good.
That Denver's got a curfew going.
Yep, they do. 10 p.m. now, starting this week, starting Sunday night, I believe. Bill, thanks. I'm going to run real quick, take a break, come back, talk to Steve in Colorado Springs. Don't go anywhere. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. And if you want that Enchanted Kitchen, go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their experience center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Steve, I got a minute. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, Steve. Hello, Steve. Are you there? Colorado Springs, go ahead. Hello, Steve. Steve. Charlie, I got to put him on hold. See if you can get him rounded up there for me, and we'll get him on quickly. We're running out of time. I got 1 minute left is all of this segment. So
I wanted to hear from Steve.
I did, too. So we'll get him going here. Hopefully, let's try it again. Steve, are you there? Okay. So Charlie, there you go. Pick him up, see if we can get him. Let's do this. Tell Steve, Charlie, because we're running out of time, to call us back in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have a little bit of time then, or we'll take some more calls. In the meantime, I'll have to let Steve go because we've only got about 20 seconds left of this particular segment. So getting text messages in, by the way, that claim to what we talked about a minute ago, that if Donald Trump loses this election, we'll never have another Republican. I would have said that prior to everything that's happened the past week. I wouldn't say that now, though, after watching everything unfold this last week.
That's
not true.
I thought it was going to be a one-party system, but now they suffered such losses. If they roar ahead with their agenda, they're going to get killed in 2022.
Yeah, I would not say that as a blanket statement now, knowing where things are at and what's happened in the past week.
Yeah.
And we got a lot more to go, folks. There's a lot more to play out. We're going to come back, do movies, scams, and cons.
Very fitting.
Okay, so we're going to do that for the hour. Then at 5 o'clock, we'll take more calls. So if you want to chime in on what we're talking about, call us back at 5. Otherwise, we'll be right back. If it's close to 7 o'clock, you're listening to the replay hour. Thank you. I'll be back in the morning for Fix It Radio. Our electrician, Bill Anderson from Arc Electric, is going to join us. Otherwise, hour 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.